83.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
We have a lot of problems. It's because we don't follow the rule of law. We don't follow the Constitution.
By the way, Ron Paul cannot get elected. I'm sorry to tell you.
Robert Scott Bell.
Just one day after a raid on his farm, a local man goes back to selling raw milk.
We're hoping that one day the government won't make it so difficult to have that right to choose the food.
Robert Scott Bell.
Your new tax plan is going to tax me more, isn't it?
I think when you spread the wealth around, it's good for everybody.
I don't think there's any doubt he intends to see the wealth redistributed in this country.
It's my money, and I need it now!
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Are you trying to calm me down?
This is some classy stuff here.
Shirley Bassey, man. She did Goldfinger, Diamonds Are Forever. I like that throwback. Moonraker she did too, yeah.
Yeah.
For Sale.
Boy, we're dimming the lights in the studio. The bubbles are floating around in the air. Yes.
You know, I think that was good because I had too much organic coffee today on top of my yerba mate. I know I'm bouncing off the ceiling. And
Love for Sale.
But Love for Sale. Why that song of all the songs he could pick? Of course, there's a story related. Usually when Super Don picks some music, there's a reason behind it. And there is indeed a reason behind it. Another natural news story asking about media. The media. These media, as they call them, WHORES. Are you allowed to say that on the air? Media.
Yes. Yes, whores. You can.
Yeah, media whores, yes, become Washington prostitutes. Time magazine editor to join the Obama administration. Now, this is not necessarily new, but it's current because this is what's happening now. Time magazine, a known CIA rag. Basically, you want to talk about official stories? Just read Time magazine. No, I want you to read Liam's official stories. You'd be much better off. But the symbiotic relationship between so-called professional media class and the ruling class in the Obama administration continues to grow. This time, as the top editor for Time magazine, Richard Stengel leaves his post of 7 years for the State Department. That's it. We have now a press that is basically, and it's been this way for a while, that are official mouthpieces for whatever administration happens to be in charge. And right now, you've got Time magazine editors going into the Obama administration, the executive branch. That's why every time the government does something, you see the press, the mainstream press, not the press like here, not like on Natural News or Natural News Radio or GCN, the talk radio, but the old press, the press that's official, the one that they want to say is sanctioned by Nancy Pelosi and Dianne Feinstein. They're the official press, and they are becoming or have become the mouthpieces for every administration. Come on, who was really speaking out? Very few people were speaking out at the time, for instance, of 9/11 in the press corps. It was rah, 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 go to war, attack everyone. Who stepped back? The few that did got just tatered by everyone in the media. How dare you question what's going on? You're unpatriotic and beyond. And so this is the kind of thing that we're dealing with here. This is why the rise of the new media is a good thing. This is the why the rise of all information unvetted and unapproved is much healthier. The freedom of the press, the First Amendment, fundamental to the organic American Republic for a lot of reasons. And I've got a lot of folks out there that you want to talk about offensive. The people who believe, well, no, it's the government's role to vet the information. We just can't have people saying whatever they want. I mean, oh my gosh, what kind of chaos would ensue then?
Yeah. Well, I take, and you know this. This whole thing is really not unusual, you know, I mean, where you've got people from government going into media, people from media going into government.
Yeah.
You know, one good example is, you know, the current White House spokesman, Jay Carney?
Right, yes.
Prior to his current post as White House spokesman, he was a director of communications for Vice President Biden. But before that, he was a media guy. He was hired as a reporter for the Miami Herald back in the 80s. And then he went to serve as the Washington bureau chief for none other than Time Magazine.
Right. Interesting. Interesting, yeah. Isn't it, how that all connects? Now, you go in, become a Washington bureau chief for any major media, and you ask real questions of any administration, you will not have access. They've learned that. So once again, if you get your news, and I'm sure if you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show, you probably have grown out of the primitive idea that the mainstream news is actually delivering the news rather than creating a meme for you to fall in line with, become hypnotized, to just become that United States citizen drone. Which is, again, why we went into some dangerous, upsetting territory in actually acknowledging what Jaden Smith, Will Smith's son, said about if everybody just dropped out of school, you'd be a lot smarter. Now, we're talking right. about government indoctrination. We don't stand against the teaching of language and real history, but, of course, the history that they teach in government education indoctrination centers was so whacked that they've even altered the Second Amendment now in certain school systems. To say that, you know, the right to keep and bear arms is only if you're in a militia. It's not an individual right. And, of course, the basis for rights is based on the individual. Groups can't hold rights, which is why this hour we're going to have Mike Mahari on, the communications director for the 10th Amendment Center. Big article breaking today, Michael Bolden wrote, about the similarity between Mark Levin, supposedly a conservative intellectual talk show host, and the far-left liberal-leaning, what's her name? Rachel Maddow on MSNBC.
Rachel Maddow.
Yep. Which is owned by what? The GE, right? GE, isn't it?
Right, I believe so, yeah.
A war-making machinery if there ever was one. And we find out the left is not against war if their guy's in charge.
Right.
And yet...
And you know...
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
No, the far left and the far right.
I'm interrupting.
Well, you're interrupting. The far left, the far right. Super, I'm gonna put you in a room with whoever complains about you, and you'll deal with it.
Mute that microphone!
Sorry. Yeah. No, that's okay. Now, far left, far right agree on one thing. The role of a large centralized bureaucracy to control your life. They just disagree on what parts of your life they want to control, whether it be interventionism on a foreign level or a domestic level. And we see this when the old guard on the left and the right comes out against the 10th Amendment and nullification. We'll get more into that, but... This idea of transiting between government and private, semi-private industry, I mean, we've seen it with the CDC, we've seen it with the FDA, numerous examples of it, and we even have a politician who was thrown in prison because he spoke too much truth to power. You remember, what's his name, Jim Trafficant,
yes. He's one of my favorites. I would put him maybe like second behind Ron Paul, okay? Mm-hmm. Because Trafficant was a guy that told it like it was. You didn't ever question where he stood on anything. And yeah, he got targeted by the Justice Department. He got thrown in jail. You know, Congress, everybody voted him out. And he went to prison for, I think it was 7 years, and he got back out of prison. And it was funny because when I was reading this article about the media whores and the prostitutes,
right.
It totally reminded me of him because he was on with Chris Matthews. And Chris Matthews was asking him about where he stood on how Congress is and how the state of the nation. And Trafficant had this statement to make on the Chris Matthews show. And I'll tell you what, if you've never heard Trafficant before, I think you might like him after you hear this.
What are you actually saying about the system?
Chris, years ago on the House floor, on a foreign aid debate, I called the members of the House of Representatives a bunch of political prostitutes. They demanded my words be stricken. They jumped up like 100 wounded TV evangelists. So finally I said, okay, I apologize to all those people who were offended. And to those who were not offended, I commended them. But when I went outside, there's this little stringer group, and they said, tell us what you really feel, Jim. And here's what I said, Chris. I said, I want to apologize to all the hookers in America for having associated them with the United States House of Representatives. Yeah, I think it's a big whorehouse, and I think they better start taking care of America and forget about the Mideast and start worrying about the Midwest. Forget about the borders overseas. Start working on our borders. Take a look at the trade deficit and throw out this tax code. It's killing America.
You gotta love that, right?
James Trafficant, of course, this is why they went after him so viciously. And this is the thing. If a politician ends up getting in trouble and thrown out, it's because somebody wants them out. They've said something, they've done something. We've talked about many of these politicians over the years, the behind-the-scenes reasons that these things happen. And he said another interesting thing, besides the funny nature of saying, I apologize to the hookers out there for associating you with Congress. But the other thing was that when he apologized to the people in the House, he says, for those of you, especially for those of you who are not offended, I appreciate you. And
right,
that's interesting.
Yes.
That is very interesting, because think about that. Remember when I first started in talk radio, I thought I was going to be hated by the medical doctors. More than anything else, I thought they were going to just absolutely hate me for what I was saying. But it turns out that the good docs out there love the Robert Scott Bell Show. And you know who you are. I appreciate you. Because I'm speaking that truth to power. I don't have a dog in the fight directly. I have not asked for a license. I am not indebted to the political medical establishment. Therefore, what I say is it doesn't matter. There's no license to remove. I don't ask for a license where none is required, as I've said so many times. Stop asking for permission where it's not required. And on this show, it's never required. We push the First Amendment for all it's worth, and the First Amendment doesn't grant us any right of free speech any more than anything within the Bill of Rights grants us a right. But the Tenth Amendment, which we're going to get into momentarily with Mike Mahari, talks about the concept of those powers not strictly enumerated to grant the federal government ability to do certain things. If they're not granting to the feds to do that, they are reserved for the states or the people, respectively. And the idea is, if the federal government usurps its constitutionally limited authority to do something, you don't have to go back to Congress and beg them to overturn it. You don't have to go to the Supreme Court and wait for them to say, oops, we goofed. You just say, it's null and void on its face. And Mark Levin saying, nah, that's not the way to go. We got to have a constitutional convention. So we're going to talk about that with Mike Mahari, because Mike Bolden has hit pretty hard. You know, singing a song of Maddow and Levin sitting in a tree, K-I-S-S-I-N-G. Even though...
why did you have to do that visual? Dang it.
I'm sorry. Well, I mean, listen.
Oh, man.
It's a figurative speech. It's not literal, because Maddow doesn't like... No, and never mind. We won't get into issues of sexuality. But here, those who are not offended, I am greatly appreciative of you especially, because you recognize what we're talking about here. Similar to what Traficant said, because you're not the ones we're talking about. And even when Super Don goes off on organized religion, because of his perspectives in there, it doesn't mean there's no good that happens there either. Listen to the heart of what's being communicated here. Don't overreact. But if you have a problem with it, we don't mind hearing from you. 866-939-BELL. 866-939-2355. Hey, get Liam's book, Official Stories. Undo all of the things they lied to you about. Yes, they did, in public school. I didn't call you a liar. I said you were lied to. Mike Mahari is going to tell us the truth from the 10th Amendment Center, Director of Communications there. What is the deal with Levin and Maddow getting together, the left and the right, saying no, no, no to nullification? Will we nullify them next?
What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, y'all, are you looking for Clarilla? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins give you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean superfood, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
We oblivious to oblivion. I didn't get a chance to talk to Liam last hour about his review of the movie Oblivion. It's a fictionalized review. It's terrific. I've got the links up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Also, the links to the 10th Amendment Center. My good friend Michael Bolden and Mike Mahari is here. He's the communications director. And we've spent many a nullification seminar together, Nullify Now. And there's one coming up in Raleigh, North Carolina in October we'll tell you about. But the controversy is on. Levin, supposedly a hardcore conservative. Maddow, supposedly a hardcore liberal. Agreeing on the issue that these tenthers, these Tenth Amendment Center people are kooky and nutty, and that's just not the rightful remedy. You just got to go about it differently. Here to tell us what is going on, it's Mike Mahari. He's back on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Mike, welcome back.
Robert, it's great to be on. Appreciate it.
Glad to have you on board. What's the controversy?
Well, you know, people are always wanting bipartisanship. It looks like we've got a little bipartisanship agreement that the nullifiers are all kooks. So apparently I fall into the kook category. I guess you do, too, because you know, you use often one of my favorite nullification quotes ever, and that is, don't ask permission where none is required. So I guess you're a kook, too.
Double kook. I'll go K2, vitamin K2 here, double the kookiness. And, of course, we wear that proudly. But what is Levin's argument, that nullification is not right? I mean, you know, that Jefferson was wrong, Madison was wrong?
Well, essentially, that's his argument. He didn't really address Jefferson in his diatribe yesterday, but he did talk about Madison, and essentially he misrepresented one of Madison's writings later in life, and I don't know if he did it simply because of his ignorance and he plucked out some quotes that he'd read somewhere else, or he's actually just lying, but he tried to make it out that Madison, in his notes on nullification during the Calhoun era tariff debate, came out against nullification, and in fact Madison did, but he was coming out against a specific process that Calhoun in the South Carolina legislature concocted, and we even disagree with that. But he made it out to be that, you know, Madison never was supportive of nullification, which is absolutely ridiculous. All you have to do is read the Virginia Resolution of 1798 and his report of 1800, and it becomes very clear that Madison absolutely believed that the states were to interpose and arrest the progress of evil when the federal government oversteps its bound. And he maintained that consistently, even in his notes. But Levin either doesn't know or chose not to reveal that actual reality.
Yeah, I think that's an important distinction to make, because what nullification, as we see, I could sort of see the left not liking it because they're really overtly into centralized bureaucracy, the power of the feds, the, you know, the right, no wrong can be done on that level when our guy is in office. But to have a so-called conservative guy arguing against nullification as a rightful remedy, again, what is he proposing if nullification ain't the right way to go? A constitutional convention?
Well, that's exactly what he's proposing. He wrote a book on the subject, the Liberty Amendments, I believe it's called, and you know, I'll lay out a caveat right now. I've not read the book. And honestly, at the Tenth Amendment Center, we haven't really addressed it other than to say that we don't think that amendments are a silver bullet. I mean, we have a situation now where the federal government absolutely ignores the limits on its power that are in the original Constitution, so we're not convinced that adding some more limits or trying to redefine the limits is going to actually stop them from violating their constitutional powers. So we're not really thinking that this is maybe the best solution or the only solution, but we never have come out and said that we are opposed to the idea of amendments. It is a constitutional remedy, and it certainly has its place. But when Levin had to come out on the radio and blast our approach, which is nullification, we kind of took a little exception to being called kooks. You know, I mean, I'm used to it. I get called a kook a lot. But it's frustrating, and it's even more frustrating when they misrepresent the reality of nullification and try to pretend it's something it's not. They don't know the history. They don't understand the founding era and the principles upon which the Constitution was created and ratified, and so therefore they go off half-cocked. And, you know, you have to come to the conclusion at some point when you keep getting the Heritages and the Catos and all of these organizations coming out against nullification, the same, using the same talking points as Rachel Maddow, that all of these people simply are fans of centralized power.
Yes, that is the conclusion that I have drawn as well, which, again, it takes you away from the manipulation inherent in the Hegelian dialectic, that Levin is playing you as much as Maddow is playing you, as much as Hannity is playing you, and all of these talk radio aficionados or others in the media will speak a good game, but when it comes to an actual remedy that would work, whoa, so back off, we can't do that, nullification, because people are getting wind of it. 21 states have now nullified federal laws against the use of a plant that God created. You know of it as cannabis or marijuana. We're going to talk more with Mike Mahari, Communications Director from the 10th Amendment Center, about this issue. If you have a question or comment on it, you can get on the phones right now at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. You know, I tell you that the power to heal is yours. Guess what else is the power that is yours, I should say? The power to nullify is yours. After this.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science, support, and the money-back guaranteed first month's trial. rdxnatural.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's health care one American at a time.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're such a wonderful crowd. We'd like to play a little tune for you. It's one of my personal favorites.
Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Okay.
Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you normally tune into the Robert Scott Bell Show to find out what is the rightful remedy for a urinary tract infection, you know you're listening to the right show. Honestly, we're going to do that too. We'll get to it, I promise. But right now, first, the discussion of the rightful remedy to the overgrowth of unconstitutional intervention in your lives, both foreign and domestically.
And right now with us from the 10th Amendment Center, the communications director, a good friend, Mike Mahari, is back. And we're talking about this article that Michael Bolden just put out on nullification. Mark Levin sounds a lot like Rachel Maddow. Again, talking about there's no difference between the left and the right. They meet when it comes to large centralized bureaucracies. They might claim that they don't, but it's different. It's distinct. No, it's the same darn thing. Government grows under Republicans, under Democrats. Do you want it to grow like a cancer and destroy what is left of liberty? Because that's where it's going. Maybe it's already gone. I don't know. But Mike is with me. We're talking about it right now. Mike, the concept of nullification, it's not something that it takes a political science major to figure out. I think our two-year-old kids know more about it.
Absolutely. Anybody that's raised kids has experienced the rightful remedy out of their mouths probably multiple times on any given day, and that's simply the word no. At the 10th Amendment Center, we actually like to call it the Rosa Parks method, you know, simply refusing to comply with something that is unjust or unconstitutional. You know, Rosa Parks, when she was told to get up from her seat in the bus, simply said, no, I will not. And when threatened with arrest, she said, you may do that. And she said it was because, not because she was tired. Well, she was tired, but not physically. She was tired of giving in. And that story is so poignant because that one no basically sparked the civil rights movement. It began the bus boycott in Montgomery, Alabama, and that rose Martin Luther King to prominence. And we all know the results that came out of that conflagration. I mean, essentially, her no killed Jim Crow. So no is a powerful thing. And what we're saying is that we're saying that the states have the authority under the Constitution. They are essentially sovereign entities that have come together in a union. They've delegated certain powers to the federal government. But they have the authority, since they delegated the powers in the first place, the people of the states have the authority to say exactly what those powers are and what their limits are. This is simple common sense when you look at the founding documents, when you look at the ratification conventions. So this is something that needs to be exercised. As Jefferson said, it is the rightful remedy. It is the way that we can block unconstitutional power. And you mentioned it. 21 states have basically said, federal government, we don't care that you have a law across the whole nation banning this plant. You know, we don't care that the federal government thinks that they cancer patients that find relief from smoking marijuana or using marijuana should be thrown in jail. We're not going to comply. We're going to create our own systems, and we're going to do it our way. We have 21 states, and that genie is out of the bottle. The federal government will never get that back. And they can say that it's a law all they want to, but what is a law when it can't be enforced? So this is the model that we can use from everything from the right to keep and bear arms, to food freedom, to stopping NSA spying and indefinite detention. States have the power.
Well, you said it with Rosa Parks that the power of nullification, the power of no, is an individual right, even superseding what we call the 10th Amendment, which sort of codified certain things that the government couldn't do or protections we wanted for the states and the people that came together and compacted what we have as a federal government that no longer acknowledges a limit to its power. So the power of no, the fact is, Rosa Parks said, I'm not moving. That sparked this transformation. Now, recognize the Jim Crow laws were enforced by what? Government.
Government.
Right? And those people that say we're racist for saying we were for the 10th Amendment nullifying the federal laws, it's like, look at this on all levels. Government institutionalized racism.
Exactly. And, you know, the favorite talking point, and we get this from the Maddows of the world, is that if you're for nullification, you must be for slavery. And they always want to try to make this connection between state sovereignty and slavery. And in fact, just like the Jim Crow laws, slavery was preserved and institutionalized by the federal government. It was the southern states that were appealing to federal power to maintain the institution of slavery. It was the federal government that was telling states that you must turn over black people, send them south into slavery if some white dude comes out there and claims that, oh, that's my property. And northern states said, no, we're not going to do it. This is unconstitutional. These fugitive slave laws that you're passing are horrible, they're immoral, they're unconstitutional, and we will not comply. And it was so effective that that was one of the main reasons the southern states gave when they seceded. It wasn't southern states that were nullifying, it was northern states.
Yeah, that is, again, another part of the lost history, the history they don't want you to know, because it brings the power back to you, which is the theme of the Robert Scott Bell Show when I talk about the power to heal, the power to nullify. All of these things are yours. They've always been yours. And the forgetfulness that we have is by design. Case in point, while we talk out against the federalization of education, what it's done is erased conveniently many things in the history that really happened that would what would keep people empowered, for instance, in the realm of natural medicine. How many of you listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show had homeopathy as a part of your normal historical look at medicine in America? It was completely wiped out of the history books like it never existed. Now, if they can erase homeopathy from the history of America, what else have they erased, and what is the purpose of it? So these are the questions and why we must nullify those federal grabs to centralize this, because under a centralized bureaucracy, it's much easier to erase one line than 50 or 50,000.
Exactly. And that's the bottom line. We talk about the Constitution. We talk about, you know, the delegation of powers to the federal government. But at the core, what we're really about is decentralizing, moving as much decision-making away from the central authority as possible and putting it at the levels that are closest to we the people. Ultimately, we the people should make most of the decisions. I'm for limiting government at every level, but a good start would be to decentralize back to the state governments, because like you said, those 50 states can create a competition. We can find which things work, which things don't. People can vote with their feet. You know, we don't have to worry about a horrible thing like the National Health Care Act being imposed upon 350 million people. It'd be much better to have 50 healthcare systems as opposed to one. And ultimately, we should all have that ultimate power over our own lives. And that's really what we're getting at here. But from our perspective, first thing we've got to do is we've got to undo this idea that, you know, these bureaucrats in Washington, D.C. have the power to dictate everything to all of us. It's ridiculous. And like you say, we see the results. We see the horrible effects on individual choice that come when the federal government tells us what to do, essentially. You know, and the marijuana issue is perfect. You know, you've got this poor guy, and he's got cancer, and using marijuana, it relieves his pain. Why in the world should some bureaucrat in D.C. or some judge in the Supreme Court be able to say, no, you cannot do that? That's obscene.
Well, yeah, that's real obscenity. Exactly. If you want to be upset about something, be upset about that. And of course, the 10th Amendment Center hosts from time to time these nullification now days. And there's a big day coming up in Raleigh, North Carolina, and that's in October. Do you have the information on that for all our listeners?
I don't have all of it at hand. I do know that it's at the Convention Center in Raleigh. It's on October 19th, and you can go to www.nullifynow and you can pull up all of the specifics on that information, how to get tickets. I do know that I'll be speaking there, so that'll be exciting. I know Tom Woods is going to be there, and I believe Mike Church, the radio host, is also planning on speaking, so it's going to be a great lineup. And this is a great opportunity for people who are wondering, hey, what are these guys talking about, nullification? You know, what really is the constitutional basis for it? You can come out, spend a day with us. You will learn the history. You will learn the practical applications. And not only that, you get to hang out with a bunch of really cool people and meet people that are of like mind, and it will be a great opportunity for folks in North Carolina to network and begin to plan ways that they can work at their state level to begin to bring power back to the Tar Heel State, pull it away from Washington, D.C.
Nice. And some of you guys out there might not know Mike as well as you know Michael Bolden, but he's also written a book that's available through the 10th Amendment Center and could get you up to speed on some of these things, in addition to our favorite, of course, Nullification by Tom Woods. Tell us a little bit about the book you worked on so long.
Well, my book is called Our Last Hope, Rediscovering the Lost Path to Liberty. And really, you mentioned Tom Woods' book on nullification. I think the two work very well together. Woods really hits hard the history, and I bring in a little bit more of a journalistic approach as opposed to an academic approach, so there's a lot of analogies, I think, that resonate with people, along with the in-depth look at founding documents and quotes from the founders and ratification debates and all of those things that help inform us of what the Constitution actually means. I actually go a step farther in the book and talk about individual sovereignty and delegation of powers, which is key to understanding this idea of nullification. So basically what my book is, it's the historical, moral, and philosophical case for nullification. For those in the audience who are wondering, okay, what's all this debate? You know, he's talking about Madison, and this is going a little over my head. My book, along with Woods' book, absolutely great resources. It will tell you everything you need to know. And when you're done, you will be like me, absolutely convinced that nullification is not only the rightful remedy, it's constitutional, it's legitimate, and it's powerful. So Amazon.com, you can pick up both of those books, actually. You can get mine in Kindle version or as an audiobook along with a printed copy. So appreciate anybody that's willing to do that, help support what we're doing, and I think you'll find it enjoyable and informative, too.
Well, and I want to add one more thing to what you said here. Nullification is peaceful. It's nonviolent. It doesn't require injuring or harming another in order to basically manifest it. It's simply the most powerful act. Your two-year-old knows how to do it. Say no. When it violates your right to life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, etc., all of those things, the power of saying that, and the more people recognize it, the more power grows back with the people where it was designed to be vested from the very beginning, and moves away from the political elite who are now basically owned lock, stock, and barrel, as we heard the Jim Trafficant audio, basically by these global corporations with no allegiance to any nation or state. So again, add that, the Gandhi principle, the MLK principle, even the Rosa Parks principle, as he's mentioned, Mike Mahari's mentioned, it's nonviolent, it's peaceful, it doesn't require anyone to get hurt doing it. Mike Mahari, thank you for being here. I appreciate you so much. It's always good to connect.
It is awesome. I appreciate you having me on. And everybody check out 10thAmendmentCenter.com, this Grand Central Station of Nullification.
We got it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. And, yes, wherever the 10th Amendment Center is, we are there as well, not only heart, mind, body, when we can as well. We got more to go, including the rightful remedy for a UTI. I promised you I'd get to it. I'm going to get to it next. So don't hold it. Go to the bathroom. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science, support, and the money-back guaranteed first month's trial. rdxnatural.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Every day, more and more people are feeling better than they've felt in years by going gluten-free. Now it's your chance to learn how it can change your life. The third annual Gluten-Free Living Now Expo comes to the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana, Saturday, October 5th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Discover the world of gluten-free living with 100 vendors showcasing and selling the latest gluten-free products. Get vital information with lectures on celiac disease, gluten sensitivity, and the gluten-free diet. And with the gluten-free cooking and baking demos, you'll learn gluten-free can still be delicious. There's a kids' corner sponsored by Sean, and there's even a gluten-free beer and alcohol garden. The Gluten-Free Living Now Expo. It's everything you need to know about being gluten-free. Saturday, October 5th at the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana. Admission is free for kids 12 and under, and just $10 for adults. For more, visit glutenfreelivingnow.org and follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Sponsored by Kroger, Nature's Farm, Glutino, Udi's, Living Without Magazine, and Youngevity.
Grooving with the tunes with Super Don.
Right.
Are you trying to get in good graces with our listeners that were upset with you yesterday?
Jesus is just all right with me. Hey, listen, I'm not going to take a lot of time talking about this, but listen, I have no problem. I just want to make this clear. I have no problem with people that choose organized religion as their way of explaining questions or living their life. No different than I don't have a problem with individuals who happen to subscribe to, say, you know, the theory of vaccines or something like that. I don't have a problem with them individually. I may not agree with what you believe in, and that is what I was referring to yesterday. So anybody who was offended, I'm sorry.
All right, so be nice to Super Don. And listen, remember, it is talk radio. I try to be the nice guy filled with vitamin L, but sometimes, you know, we're going to get a little ornery, all right? Let loose, and don't take it so personal. And if you do, then look in the mirror and go, man, am I a little too attached to something? Or if it is just that we were patently offensive, you just call us out on that or give me a call at 866-939-BELL. So I love the rightful remedy of nullification. Mike was great. Thanks for Liam. Again, check out his review of Oblivion. I mean, it goes into fictionalized places pretty deep, but I enjoyed it. And what else? The rightful remedy for urinary tract infections. Now, on the website at Robert Scott Bell, if you're too timid to call us up live on the air, that's okay. You can put your comments at the website at robertscottbell.com. And here's one from Brian. He says, hi, Robert. My son is 17 and having abdominal pain, some vomiting, and painful urination. We are on visit number 3. I think it may be a UTI. How would you suggest treating a UTI in a teenage boy? Now, I assume when he says visit number 3, he must mean it to the doctor. Of course, they're going to probably prescribe antibiotics, I assume, but he doesn't mention if he's done that or not. But with abdominal pain, that's, you know, this is really lower abdominal. When you have the kidney issues, you're usually going to feel it in the back where the kidneys are, or lower abdomen, where you're talking about frequent or, let's say, painful urination. But if you talk about vomiting as well, you're looking at upper GI issues, stomach and above. So I'm looking for things like homeopathic Nux Vomica or even homeopathic Ipecac, which is, you know, if you take Ipecac, syrup of Ipecac, you will vomit. But if you do the homeopathic form, it has sort of the opposite effect, cooling it down. But painful urination is very real. The homeopathic version of the Spanish fly is known as Cantharis. And there are a number of other remedies that address the kidneys, urinary tract, that I would just say, hey, call up King Bio, 800-543-3245. In fact, we'll have him on tomorrow, of course, Dr. King, 800-543-3245, and ask about urinary tract support remedies. Now, the silver will also facilitate immune responses that are very appropriate and powerful, but also, you know, drinking enough water. Dehydration could be problematic. People often use organic forms of supplementation for the urinary tract, like the cranberry, as well as the D-mannose, which can slick in the walls of the bladder, making it harder for bacteria to adhere, for instance. So there's a number of options there, any one of which we've mentioned, non-toxic. You really can't overdose. You can get through it much quicker than if you went on an antibiotic that may or may not work, but certainly will wipe out your gut ecology to the point of great long-term damage that we talk about here in correcting the gastrointestinal inflammation and leaky gut. Caused by what? Caused by doctors. So anyway, Brian says, thanks, yours in health, love the show. So we haven't offended Brian, thankfully. All right,
nice.
So that's good, right?
We still have one listener left, right?
By the way, and Sherazade, we love you. She's always so kind. She said, no, I love you guys. You guys are awesome. Liam's great.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. But there are those that are on the fence and occasionally don't get the heart of what we're doing here. And remember, if you get offended by any one thing, there's plenty of other things to heal that offense. And in fact, probably counteract and, let's say, the imbalance that is occurring in the old media, which is where you should take all offense to just about everything that they say or do, because it is not in your best interest. And indeed, it is a lie on top of a lie on top of another lie, which is why we got to break through these official stories. So,
absolutely.
That's about it. It's another fine show you've gotten me into, Super Don.
Yeah. Well, you know, look, we covered some good ground today, and, you know, there's never a shortage of things to talk about, because the pharmaceutical industry, the medical industrial complex, and the politicians are always out there doing stuff, giving us great show prep. So, guys, thank you very much. We've got plenty to do. Yes.
Keep it up, Fuzzball. Also, drink the water that I drink, robertswater.com. Check it out online there, and structuring the water is going to go a long way to healing what ails you, because so much of our bodies are, in fact, water, and having that destructive, chaotic type of energetic influence is something that we want to break that cycle. So we talk about the many things to do. Also, say hi to my friends at RDXNatural.com for the ASEA, the redox signaling molecules that are stabilized. They will make all of your antioxidants work as much as 100, maybe 1,000 times more efficiently. So RDXNatural.com, and all of the other links are up at RobertScottBell.com. Without them, we couldn't be doing this every day, so please extend your gratitude to them as well. Why? Simple. Because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.